USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump says he'll keep going with his legal challenges to the results of the 2020 presidential election as electors prepare to cast their votes on Monday. He says the election ended up hinging upon a small number of states where he accused state Democrats of cheating to win the election. He tells Fox News he's disappointed that the Supreme Court rejected a lawsuit from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, saying they ignored a mountain of evidence in refusing to take the case.
We've proven it, but no judge has had the courage, including the Supreme Court. I am so disappointed in them. No judge, including the Supreme Court of the United States, has had the courage to allow it to be heard. The Supreme Court, all they did is say, we don't have standing. So they're saying essentially that the President of the United States and Texas and these other states, great states, they don't have standing. They didn't go into the evidence.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been accused of sexual harassment. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The allegations surfaced in a series of tweets Sunday from Lindsay Boylan, who worked as Cuomo's Deputy Secretary for Economic Development and a special advisor from 2015 to 2018. She said, quote, many saw it and watched. This was the way for years. A spokesperson for the governor told the Associated Press there is simply no truth to these claims. Boylan tweeted last week that her time in the governor's office was the most toxic team environment. After leaving, she ran for Congress in New York, losing to Democrat Jerry Nadler. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Germany has announced an even stricter national lockdown as coronavirus cases and deaths in the country continue to rise. Starting this Wednesday, all schools will move to remote learning, most non-food stores will be closed, and all restaurants will be forced to move to takeout and delivery services only. The new restrictions are set to last until January 10th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Protests on both coasts turned violent over the weekend. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Violent clashes erupted in Washington, D.C. and Washington State Saturday as supporters of President Trump rallied Saturday with their mantra, Stop the Steal, referring to the 2020 presidential election. In Olympia, Washington, police arrested two suspects and declared a riot after one person was shot during a face-off between Trump supporters and counter-protesters. The Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. arrested at least 26 people. The Supreme Court declined to hear a lawsuit brought on by a quarter of American states, as well as over 100 congressional leaders on Friday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The coaching carousel in college football has begun. Auburn fired head coach Gus Malzahn after 8 seasons at the helm. He led the Tigers to an SEC championship and the national championship game in 2013, his first season with the school. Illinois also fired Lovie Smith after 5 seasons that saw him go 17-39. Smith became Illinois' first black head coach when he was hired in 2016. And the Cleveland Indians will be changing their nickname. According to a report from the New York Times, the club could announce the change as soon as this week. The franchise has been known as the Indians since 1915, going by the Naps, the Bronchos, and the Blues since their founding in 1901. The change comes more than 2 years after the club began to distance itself from the Chief Wahoo logo that had been labeled insensitive to indigenous peoples. The change will reportedly go into effect for the 2021 MLB season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.